And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Alan Colton. Now that our esteemed Congressman for Life, David Price, has inserted himself into the women's bathroom issue, I'm compelled to make a few observations. First of all, the left started this fight in Charlotte with the intent to make this a federal court issue. The left doesn't care about the municipal rights of Charlotte to govern itself, but that in this one case, it serves their agenda. They never intended for the voting public to resolve this issue. After all, gay marriage was rejected by the voters of liberal California and also North Carolina. This same bathroom issue was voted on in a referendum in Houston, Texas, and the LGBT lost almost 2-1. And Houston is a liberal town. They have a lesbian mayor, or they did. The left frames this bathroom issue as a civil rights issue because they want to avoid any more Democratic referendums. So then, it's on to the federal courts. But remember, in Roe v. Wade, the court affirmed a woman's right to abortion based on the implied right to privacy. The LGBT invasion of a woman's bathroom space has nullified that right to privacy. If a woman has control over her body, then in certain unavoidable circumstances, she must have control over the immediate space around her, as in having to use a bathroom when she is in a public place. So either a woman's privacy is an active right, or it was just a rhetorical flourish used by the Supreme Court to arrive at legal abortion. But again, the LGBT and their allies on the left will never allow this to go to a public referendum. This is the LGBT's war on women. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.